Unit 2, recording 2.1, talking about a holiday tradition with food. Hey, Juliet, did you start on your project for class?
Hey, Adriana. I'm still working on it, but I'm confused about what we have to do.
I am too. Let's ask Ajani and Inessa. They always know what to do.
Okay, good idea. Hey, Ajani, do you know what we have to do for the project due next week?
Yes. We have to give a presentation on a holiday food tradition from our home country.
Okay, that shouldn't be too difficult. Did you finish yours already?
No, but Inessa says she is almost finished. We can ask her for advice on how to start.
Hey, Inessa, can you help us get ideas for the presentation that's due next week? Of course, since it's close to Christmas, I thought it would be good to talk about a traditional food made during Christmas and why it's important.
That's perfect. What food did your family make during the holidays in Russia?
My family made shuba in January for Christmas. We celebrate Christmas in January, not December. You make shuba using pickled herring, which is a popular fish in my country. Then you add hard-boiled eggs, mayonnaise, carrots, beets, potatoes, and onions. My mother always lets me help with the vegetables. I love watching her cook during the holidays.
Why was that the traditional food for the holidays?
Shuba symbolizes national unity, and the letters represent anti-chauvinism, which means extreme patriotism. The fish represents the poor people. The beets are red and represent the revolution. The potatoes represent the farmers. We all come together. That's beautiful. Now I know what holiday food I want to do my presentation on.
What is it?
When I was in France, during Christmas, we always had Bûche de Noël. This is my favorite holiday food tradition. I was a very active child. I always got in trouble because I couldn't stay still. My mother wanted to teach me how to cook, but it wasn't easy to teach me. I made a mess with everything. I didn't listen to her instructions, so she almost gave up. One Christmas, she decided to let me help her make the Bûche de Noël. It's the most important dessert for us during the holiday. I was excited because I love eating it. I actually paid attention and tried my best to do everything right. She let me be in control too. When it was finished baking, we decorated together. It looked horrible. It didn't look like the perfect log that my mother makes. I was sad, but my father and the rest of my family all said it was the best Bûche de Noël they had ever tasted. Then my father told me why we make it at Christmas time.
What did he say?
They make this because in France, they used to burn a special log called a Yule log on Christmas Day. Everyone had fireplaces before. When fireplaces were less common, a baker decided to bake a log to represent the Yule log. It was for families to be together.
What about you, Ajani? Do you have a special holiday meal you want to present?
Yes, I do. I'm going to talk about yebegwat. This is a traditional Ethiopian stew that we prepare for Christmas. I have the best memories of this food. It takes time to make it because we use lamb. My family had a farm in Ethiopia. We had to prepare for weeks because we needed the lamb to be fat. We started feeding our lamb a high-calorie diet right at the beginning of December. This way, the lamb meat would be full of fat and tender. My parents always let me feed the lamb, but they never let me see them kill it. After the meat was ready, we added onions, garlic, kibbeh, which is an Ethiopian butter, berber spice, which is a special Ethiopian spice blend, and more spices. We love spices. We added all of this to the stew with the meat and ate it with some bread. Our family would come from so many different places to spend the holidays with us and eat yebegwat. We shared all kinds of stories and played games together. For me, this tradition is the most important.
It seems like everyone has a special tradition for Christmas. What about you, Adriana? What did you decide to talk about?
I'm going to talk about spiced hot chocolate. In Peru, I loved our tradition called La Chocolatada. It's like a hot chocolate festival that happens in the month of December. My grandmother made the best spiced hot chocolate. She used chocolate, condensed milk, cinnamon, clove, and a perfect amount of chili powder. I used to help her stir it all together with this big wooden spoon. She steamed it for hours to make all the flavors mix. She always made enough for 100 people or more. During La Chocolatada, families, churches, community groups, and even schools went around the neighborhood serving the poor the spiced hot chocolate and some sweet bread. This was my favorite part. It brought me a lot of joy to see the poor families enjoy the holidays. Sometimes people gave toys to the children, too. I loved helping the community and sharing the true meaning of Christmas.
Wow, that is a wonderful tradition. It looks like we all are ready for the presentation next week.
All this talk of food made me miss my family.
Yes, it did.
It also made me hungry for all the great food you described. We should have a potluck, where we each bring our holiday food to share with each other.
I like that idea.
Me too.